From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama praised the UN Security Council for strengthening sanctions against Iran, though NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Obama left the door open for diplomacy.
The resolution on tougher sanctions against Iran passed 12-2. Brazil and Turkey voted no. Lebanon abstained. President Obama described these sanctions as the strictest ever against Iran.
They will impose restrictions on Iran's nuclear activities, its ballistic missile program, and for the first time, its conventional military. They will put a new framework in place to stop Iranian smuggling and crack down on Iranian banks.
He said the Iranian government still has a chance to change course.
I would like nothing more than to reach the day when the Iranian government fulfills its international obligation.
When that day comes, he said, all of these sanctions will be lifted. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar told a Senate hearing today the government will continue to hold BP accountable for the oil spill in the Gulf. Salazar saying the government intends to ask the British oil giant to repay the salaries of any workers laid off because of a six-month moratorium on deepwater drilling, which he says was necessary in light of the spill.
It was our view, the president's directive that we press the pause button. It's important for all of you on this committee to know that word. It's the pause button. It's not the stop button, but it's the pause button.
BP's total bill as a result of the spill has now reached $1.25 billion, and the government has already said billions more in penalties are coming. BP is diverting some of the leaking oil to the surface, but hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil have already leaked into the Gulf, fouling beaches and killing wildlife. Testifying on Capitol Hill, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke expressed optimism the U.S. economy will continue growing. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has details.
Bernanke said the economic recovery continues and remains on track for this year and next, but he cautioned that the rate of growth, between 3 and 4%, won't be strong enough to help the 15 million Americans who are unemployed. He added the unemployment rate, currently at 9.7%, would see only what he called a slow reduction. Addressing fears the European debt crisis and related problems would derail the recovery here, the Fed chairman said if U.S. markets continue to stabilize, the effects of Europe's problems would likely be modest. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
House and Senate lawmakers have been holding meetings aimed at working out a compromise between competing bills to overhaul the nation's financial system. New tensions have already surfaced about the proposed Volcker rule that would work to curb risky trading and investing on the part of banks. The rule would curb proprietary trading by banks of their own accounts unrelated to customers' needs. Another deflated rally on Wall Street, with blue chips giving up a 125-point gain on concerns about the strength of the U.S. economic recovery. The Dow wound up closing down 40 points to end the session at 98.99. The Nasdaq lost 11 points. This is NPR. As day two of testimony continues in the trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, a one-time aide took the stand. Alonzo Monk, considered a key witness for the prosecution, has already pleaded guilty to conspiring to shake down a racetrack owner and is testifying against his ex-boss. Over Blagojevich's attorney has claimed the one-time governor was duped by Monk and had no part in any alleged misdeeds. Blagojevich has pleaded not guilty to charges. He sought to sell the Senate seat vacated by President Barack Obama to the highest bidder. Exit polls in Dutch elections have predicted a very close result between three different parties. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Amsterdam.
If the exit poll proves correct, the results will show just how divided a country the Netherlands is. The main party of the left made big gains. It wants to preserve government social programs and make it easier for immigrants to integrate. The main party of the right also made large gains, according to the exit poll. It wants Muslim immigration stopped. The decider and possible prime minister will likely be the leader of the centrist VVD party, Mark Rutte, and whether he chooses to form a coalition with the right or the left. Mr. Rutte himself has proved popular with voters because of his perceived economic expertise, as the Netherlands, like so much of Europe, faces the need for massive budget cuts. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Amsterdam.
Fed's Beige Book survey shows economic activity picking up in all 12 regions of the country where the Fed has member banks. Manufacturing, retail sales, tourism, and housing showed signs of improvement. However, commercial real estate remained weak and labor market conditions improved only slightly. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.